This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, we are fortunate today. We have a beautiful view. We have a nice cool breeze off the lake. We're at Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club for the RADA Golf Tournament. We just spoke with Brad McAreevy, and we're going to talk now to another guy familiar with our surroundings today.
Oh, Gino. My gosh. I think he grew up on this course. He is the athletic director for Syracuse University, John Wildhack. John, we're on the back patio looking over the bay. You know Marv Levy's saying, where else would you rather be right here than right now? John, are you jealous of where we are broadcasting from today?
Danger and Battaglia, I am beyond jealous because I know Ben Wilson, just texted me a picture about 15 minutes ago of you two guys. Looks like a beautiful day. That's an awesome view. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it, and it's a great place.
Well, John, you know what? From here on the patio, I get a perfect view of the fairway on the second hole here at Sodus Bay. And Gene pointed out, I didn't think it was possible, but Gene pointed out the house that he hit the last time he played golf with you. How is that? I mean, physics is, I wasn't good in high school.
Thanks, Danger.
You were there. You witnessed it. He indeed hit a house across the street from the fairway on the second hole.
No, we've all done that. We've all done that from time to time. So, you know, that's a little hazard along, you know, if you live parallel to the second fairway. But you know what? That's well worth the hazard.
John, I don't know if you know the answer, but estimate, how many times have you played this course?
Oh, my God. I mean, I grew up playing it. I mean, literally, it's got to be, you know, thousands of times.
And what about the course? What about Sodus Bay Heights? It makes it special for you. You grew up playing the course, but I mean, tell us a little bit about the course. I mean, the hills, the hazards. Give us, you know, paint a picture for us on Sodus Bay Heights as a golf course.
Well, I think what's fun is it really tests, you know, kind of every shot in your bag, because there are holes that are, you know, relatively short and they look pretty easy, but then you get up on the greens and the greens are very severe and undulations, and then you get, you know, some long par fours that are 430, 440, where, you know, you're hitting your driver and your hybrid and, you know, three shot par fives. There's so much variety in the golf course in terms of the design and the holes, and then when you factor in the wind, and the wind is almost constantly swirling, so It's a lot of fun to play, and seldom is one day like the next. The golf course always plays differently from one day to the next, so you never get bored. And the other thing I like is you go through the fourth through the 14th hole, you go through that stretch, you never replicate par. So you go from a par four to a five to a four to a three, so that really adds to the variety. And it's fun to bring people up because they play it and they love it.
John Wildhack, who is the athletic director at Syracuse University, our guest. Let's talk about camp here. We just got done covering Bills camp, just broke, but the Syracuse Orange still figuring things out, getting ready for the opener. How has camp been so far for Dino Babers' team?
You know, I think it's been a really good camp, guys, and it's an offshoot of the off season. We had a really good off-season strength and conditioning program. The kids really bought into it. Spring practice was very, very physical, which Dino's designed by nature, and that's carried over to the summer workouts. And we're a little more than halfway through camp, and you know it's been a really good camp. And I think there are two things: is the competition is really dramatically different than a year or 2 years ago. So when there's increased competition, right, you're going to get better. That makes everybody better. I think secondly is both our offensive and defensive line needed to get bigger in the offseason, and they did. And they look like an ACC offensive line. They look like an ACC defensive line. And we, with the infusion of talent that we have, young kids, we've got our depth. We're far deeper than we were last year. Still not where we want to be, but we're much, much deeper than where we were a year ago. And I think that'll pay off, particularly in the last third of the season.
Syracuse University Athletic Director John Wildhack joining us live in the Sports Bar Danger in Battaglia at Sotus Bay Heights Golf Club. The one position you didn't mention, John, the quarterback position. We're curious about the health of Eric Dungy. How's he looking?
Eric, you know, Eric's health is great. So he's 100%. You know, he is clear, ready to go. You know, they went easy on him the first few weeks in camp, and that was more designed to get reps for the guys behind him. But Eric looks fantastic out there. Tommy DeVito, our redshirt freshman, continues to impress. Rex Culpepper's playing well. Clayton's playing well. We've got more depth at the quarterback position than I think Syracuse has had since maybe back to the, you know, Donovan McNabb era.
And we're going to talk to Dino Babers coming up on Monday. The Orange, what do you think of the schedule overall? I mean, you play in one of the toughest conferences in the country, John.
Yeah, you know, no question. And, you know, it's always going to be a challenge, and this year's no exception. I think it's, you know, on paper, it's not quite as severe as last year when we, you know, we went to LSU, we went to Florida State, we went to Miami. So I think in some respects it's a little bit more manageable, but you know, it's, if you're playing the ACC, as you guys said, it's one of the best, if not the best, conferences in the country, and you know who you're going to play. So we got to line up and we got to beat them.
John, I think the last time we had you on, we had a little bit more color on what work was going to be done at the Carrier Dome. I guess I'm curious as to how that's progressed and when work will actually begin on the Carrier Dome. Well, how's that all looking?
We were approved to by our board in May to spend $120 million in two phases. One, September 2020, which will, by then we'll have a new roof. It'll be a permanent roof, which is great. It'll be much easier to get in and out of the building. You won't get sucked in and get sucked out like you do now. It'll be more translucent. We're going to do a state-of-the-art lighting system, sound system, Wi-Fi, a vertically hung scoreboard in the middle of the field, which is going to be pretty neat because we're going to put it on a track. So for basketball, we can move it on the track so it centers over the basketball court. So amenities to and improvements to our concessions and our restrooms. Air conditioning will be done by 2022. So, I mean, it's a really ambitious project, but it's one that we're excited about. We haven't started, you know, kind of any visible work yet, but I can tell you that, you know, the work, and there's a lot to be done, has begun.
John Wildhack, our guest. I mean, it seems college basketball. I see Duke on last night, so I'm already thinking about next season. But John, we had a big story last week with this rule change coming down, the NCAA passing some of these things where select players can sign with agents and players that don't get drafted can go back. What are your thoughts about these new rules when it comes to men's basketball passed by the NCAA?
I think overall, things that allow the kids a little bit more to control their own destiny, you know, which those two things do, I think is good. And you know, to think that, you know, there wasn't conversation between agents and players going on is totally naive. So, all right, why not allow that to happen? I think what's really important on that front, though, is the certification process for agents has to be stringent. And, you know, if there's any unethical behavior, then the penalty, the punitive punishment to the agents has to be severe so that we do everything we can to prevent unscrupulous behavior. I think kids who declare for the draft who don't get drafted, they should have the option to come back if they want. And they may, and some may say, you know what, all right, I didn't get drafted by the NBA, but I'll go to the G League. I'll go play internationally. So, again, it gives the kids more options.
John, it's great to hear your voice. We always love catching up with you. We hope to get a chance to do it with you again soon here, get an update on everything going on in the world of Syracuse athletics. And maybe, just maybe, next year at this time, We could see you here on the patio, and you could share the view that we have right now at Sodus Bay Heights, your golf course.
That view never gets old. That view is absolutely spectacular, and I'm envious of you guys. And the golf course is in fantastic shape. It's in the best shape I've seen it in probably 15 or 20 years. The golf course is in tremendous shape. So I encourage all your listeners to come out, enjoy a great golf course, enjoy great views. The pro shop is Ben Wilson and his team do a great job. Our food and beverage operation is top notch. So if people come out, they'll have a great day.
John, appreciate your time, and let's talk during Syracuse football season.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your time.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.